Gateway Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
good definition. Is it the only definition? No, it's not. Webster's Dictionary says also it's unmerited, listen to this one, it's unmerited divine assistance given humans for their regeneration and sanctification. I like that. Grace is divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration and sanctification. So grace is more than unmerited favor. It's not God just looking over our mess. It is God has given us ability. The very word grace is charis, which means a giving or an ability. It's a strength. Grace is not the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and salvation by believing that he lived, he died, and he resurrected and paid the price. That's the gospel. Grace is a component of the gospel. Listen to me. Grace is a component of the gospel that is operating in us by righteousness. Now, righteousness is a free gift of God, and in it is a component of grace, and grace is the strength for me to live for God. In other words, you didn't get born again and then thrown out, and now God says, do the best you can. He, with your salvation, when he made you righteous, he didn't start righteousness on you, your third year of salvation. Your third year of salvation, when you started serving him, he didn't wait for 3 years and say, now I'm really going to let her be righteous. Do you know that when you were born again, at that moment, he made you the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? You were as righteous the day you accepted Christ as you will be when you stand in his presence. What about what all I've done and what all I've said? I understand it's just as hard on me to get it as it is for you. But the truth is, that's where righteousness is. It's a gift of God. You don't earn righteousness. We talked about it hard last week. I won't bear down this week so much, but just get it. And a grace is a part of that same gifting. And grace is what is the ability for you to live for God. I'm going to tell you right now, if all you got is your brain to help you live for God, you're in trouble. You didn't get saved with your brain, and you're not going to be kept saved. 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter says it this way. He said, you are kept by the power of God unto the day of judgment and the day of salvation. You're kept. Say, I'm kept. Touch someone, say, I'm kept. See, right now, some of you religious folk are trying to put me on the side. Y'all trying to put me on one side or the other of a theological conundrum, a theological debate, a theological run-in, a theological discussion and discourse, and that is on salvation, whether once saved, always saved or not. That's where we go immediately when we hear something about grace. Okay, can I help you right now? Those are not God's principles. Those are man's principles. No, sir, Pastor, what I believe is God. Well, I'm going to tell you, the other side says the same thing. They got as much scripture to prove what they believe as you got to prove what you believe. What you need to find out is what the grace of God is about. You don't need to find out what the Baptists believe about it, what the Methodists believe about it, what the Independents believe about it, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how they believe it. It matters that you believe in the grace of God. Amen? And quit trying to fall on a religious side. As soon as you do that, you become religious. And as soon as you do that, you judge somebody. And as soon as you do that, you become God, and you ain't. Yay, Pastor. Boy, good thought. Ephesians 2. And you, he made, we can read that one too. Verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Underline, highlight, circle it right in the margin. It ain't about me. Anytime salvation becomes you, then you're in trouble because now you're standing between salvation and God. And that's not your place. Amen? Say my salvation's all about him. Yeah, say it this way. Say it ain't about me. Yeah, say I didn't save me. That's why, listen, we don't understand why Nicodemus had such a problem when Jesus said you must be born again. I can tell you why. The same way we have it this morning. I'm just saying, the same way we have it this morning. When I tell you, you must be born again, and tell you this has very little to do with you and more to do with him than it has to do with you. Your part of it was just believing,
not of works, lest anyone should boast. Let me write you down another scripture up beside that. Write down Romans 3:27, where the Word of God says, boasting is excluded by the law of faith. Boasting is excluded. That's Romans 3:27. Boasting is excluded by the law of faith. If you can walk in faith, then you won't boast. Amen. I'm just saying, we've got to get a hold of this. I want us to look at it again. Can we look at the message? I think I may have a copy of it, and I believe you guys got one up here too. Let's look at this same, and we'll be looking at verses 7 through 10. Maybe that'll make us work in the Message Bible. Yeah, let's look at this one. Now, God has us where He wants us with all the time in the world,
this one right now. You need to understand that when you go into the kingdom of God by grace, you've got to make up your mind. This is not something that I have to do. It's something God's going to do for me. It's something that's going to, there's a deliverance there. There's a grace to do this. When sinners come in here, one of the things they don't like about getting saved is they know, we know they ought to be doing and not doing things. And come on now. They know we got this book of rules and regulations that if you get born again, you got to keep these things. And therefore, they sit in a church service, they hear an altar call, and they say, I'm not raising my hand because I can't do it. about quit telling everybody about your decision when it's my salvation. Amen? The sheep didn't say, look at what I did. I bayed real loud, he came found me. I went bad, he found me. Never said that, just said he got found. I wish one of you in this room today would just say, thank God he found me. We sang it in a song. We sang the song, don't believe it. I was lost, but now I'm... It didn't say I found myself. I'm lost, but now I'm found. where the story gets good, because the party's on, the robes are on, the ring's on, the shoes are on. But that's where God sees you, afar off this day. Jesus is grace. John 1:14 says that Jesus was the Word that was made flesh, and He dwelt among us. Verse 15 says, and He was full of grace and truth. You've got to have the truth. You've got to have the grace. Amen. Bow your heads for just a moment. If there's anyone in this room right now that is far from the Lord, you can name far however you want to name it. I don't know. But you're not where you need to be. And that's revealed to you today. Instead of you thinking, I can't do this, why don't you think He's already done it? Instead of you thinking, I can't live by that list, why don't you just set the list aside, fall in love with someone that loves you, and then see if the prescriptions, the authoritative prescriptions, won't work for you. But right now, this isn't about a list. This is about love. This is about a relationship. If you're here this morning and you're far from God, we want to pray for you before we leave. This is our moment we give for someone to say, I want Christ as my Savior. Or maybe in your condition, you're saved, but He's not your Lord. You're far from Him. And you want that justified and rectified change today. If that's you, you should raise your hand and you can put it right back down. Anybody? Okay, I see that one. Anyone else? Yep. Anyone else? Okay, gotcha. Let's all pray together. Say, Father God, we thank You for the grace of God in the package of Jesus Christ. Grace is the component of the good news that takes my place and does this for me. Today I'm forgiven. I'm drawn close to You. I'm a child of God by new birth. And I receive that now in the death, burial, and resurrection, and payment paid by Jesus Christ, not by me. For me, it's a gift. I'm saved today, born again today, by the gift of God, as I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name.
Listening to the Gateway Family Church podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.